Weyburn. The Dmytry Shin family of Weyburn have a double anniversary to mark since they were forced to flee Ukraine with the invasion by Russia. One a happy occasion and the other a reminder of the sadness and horror of war. 2 years have passed since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. For the second year now, Russia has brought death and destruction to my country. Every day, rockets attack cities throughout the territory of Ukraine. Innocent people die. Many families who remain living in Ukraine suffer from fear for their lives and the lives of their children, said Tishiana Dmytry Shin, speaking on behalf of her family. Sirens warn of danger every day. A terrible, piercing sound, especially in the middle of the night, makes people run to basements for shelter. It is very scary and terrible what is happening now in the modern world. How many young men died is simply impossible to convey in words. More and more, Russia is occupying Ukrainian cities, she said, making note of their daughter's birthday, which is tied to when the invasion began. For the second year in a row, we are celebrating my daughter Zalata's birthday in our new home in Weyburn. On February 23, she turned 6 years old. Our life was divided before the war, where we lived happily in our beautiful Ukraine, and after February 24, 2022, we were forced to leave the country, constantly worrying about our relatives and friends who remained in danger. Tishiana spoke of the new life she and her family have been able to find since coming to Weyburn, and how they have been able to enjoy the peace and an active life in the community. Here in Canada, I and my children really feel completely safe. We really like living here in Weyburn, the children are happy, and this is the most important thing in our lives. My younger children, Zalata and Vladislav, go to various clubs, swimming, dancing, soccer, she said, noting her two oldest sons, Ole and Vitaly, work and live independently, and also really like Canada. My mother, Maria, helps me with the children, and we are all actively studying English together. My husband Vasil also works at his favorite job, he is a truck driver, and he is often not at home. It is difficult for me without him, but it is his choice. And we also go to the Ukrainian Greco-Catholic Church. A priest from Regina, Warren Dungeon, comes to Weyburn and we have divine liturgy every other Sunday, so we feel at home here. She added that the family wants to thank the Canadian government for its support of the Ukrainian people, and all Canadians who actively help Ukrainians with adaptation in a new country. Canadians are really incredible people, benevolent and compassionate. I was convinced by my own experience, she said, noting people who have been of particular assistance to their family. My special thanks to Darcy McCormick, who still supports my family, is always ready to come to the rescue, and Deanna Maynell, these are my best friends, who have helped me the most here in Canada. I like Canada and would really like my family to stay here.